Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. The Arsenal Bridge will be closed to vehicles this morning, starting at 8:30. It will reopen at noon. Arsenal crews will be conducting an inspection of the bridge. It will, however, remain open to pedestrians. A group of students at the University of Iowa is waiting to find out if its status as a registered student group will be restored while a lawsuit plays out in federal court. The group is called Business Leaders in Christ, and it's suing the University of Iowa for religious discrimination. Yesterday, a federal judge in Davenport heard arguments from both sides. Last fall, the university revoked the group's registration and funding because it wouldn't allow a gay member to be a leader. Eric Baxter represents the Business Leaders in Christ, known as BLINK. He says many of the 500 registered student organizations on campus only allow people with certain beliefs to be leaders.
It doesn't matter what their sex is, what their religion is, what their sexual orientation is. All it cares about is that its leaders are willing to embrace its mission. A group cannot speak except through its leaders. And so if its leaders don't embrace its mission, that changes its message. So it does screen leaders based on their belief. But no one is screened because of their status of who they are.
The university's attorney argues the group violated its human rights policy and the Iowa Civil Rights Act. And if BLINK accepts state funds, it cannot discriminate. The judge plans to rule in about a week. A longtime member of the Moline Police Department will probably become its next chief. Yesterday, City Administrator Douglas Maxiner announced his choice of John Hitchcock. The appointment will go to the City Council next week for its approval. Hitchcock has been serving as interim police chief since last summer, following the retirement of Public Safety Director Kim Hankins. Hitchcock began his career as a patrol officer in 1992 and has steadily risen through the ranks, becoming a captain in 2016. He was selected from a pool of about 50 applicants from 16 states and 4 countries. The list was narrowed down to 6 finalists who were then interviewed by a panel of city officials and Bettendorf Police Chief Phil Reddington. Hitchcock was their unanimous choice. A group that encourages women to become leaders has opened a new office in the Quad Cities. The group is called Iowa Women Lead Change. It held a ribbon-cutting ceremony in Bettendorf yesterday. Quad Cities Regional Manager Diana Woodall hopes the new office will help provide better services in the Quad Cities.
It's great. I'm the personal face of IWLC here in the Quad Cities, and the Quad Cities is such a great community, both Illinois and Iowa, and having an office here now and being super active and present is just, it's the best thing. And it's just the best thing, being absolutely visible here in the Quad Cities.
Iowa Women Lead Change was founded 10 years ago and is based in Cedar Falls. Last year, about 17,000 women attended its conferences and events.
Our theme this year is Women and Men Lead Change. We are making an intentional effort, and intentional thought is bringing men to the conversation of gender equality because it's necessary and it's the right thing to do.
The ribbon-cutting ceremony was followed by a tour of the new office in the Northwest Bank Building on Middle Road in Bettendorf. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.